Karen is in the kitchen as Heidi walks in, and Heidi says that she stayed at Spencer's last night. Heidi tells her about his surprise, and Lauren is shocked to hear that he got an apartment. Lauren says, "So you're moving out?" And Heidi says, "Yes." Lauren asks if she knows when, and Heidi says, "Soon."
Her saying, "I'm moving out soon," and then we find out what happens later.
The same day.
It's yeah. Like in a few hours.
Lauren goes to work and comes home, and she's like, moved out.
What could go wrong?
Welcome back to a new episode of Millennial TV. We are your hosts, Liz, Candace, and Adrian. And today we will be recapping The Hills Season 2, Episode 12, Goodbye for Now. Can you guys believe that we are already at the last episode of Season 2?
Not at all.
It's going by really fast.
It is. It's going by crazy fast. I'm like, I want to hold on, but I also want to let go.
Just a reminder to everyone to make sure you are following us on Instagram at Millennial TV. That's TEAV. And we are also recording video for this episode. So be sure to check us out on YouTube at Millennial TV Podcast if you want to watch along with our faces and clips from the episode. Okay. Are we ready to go to the season finale?
Yeah,
let's do it.
You know, can I just say I like hate myself because I say that often, and then I'm like, "Where is that from?" It's from Kristen. Oh my god! I say that in my real life, and I'm like, "Oh."
You guys, season two is donezo.
Ah!
It is. Oh my gosh.
It really is. Liz, you got one. Give us one.
The party has arrived.
Killed it.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay. In the previously on, Lauren says that she never would have guessed that her life could change as much as it has since she moved to LA. After breaking up with Jason and risking her standing at Teen Vogue, she had to watch her best friend get more involved with the wrong guy. It was tearing their friendship apart, but she was moving on with new responsibilities at work, dating new guys, and learning who her real friends were. Now, Whitney was headed to New York to compete for a full-time job at Teen Vogue, and while Audrina and Lauren become closer, Heidi and her were growing further apart. To make matters worse, Spencer was pressuring Heidi to move in with him. For a minute, they all thought they were done, but knowing Heidi, something tells her it's not over yet. I know.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Lots of good little clips put into that previous scene, though, that I didn't mention, like, from all these
Yeah,
films,
it's a very good, it was a very good recap, but it's the beginning of the end.
In our first scene, we are at the Hillside Villas, and we see Lauren reading a book on her couch when Heidi comes out and says, "Good morning." And Lauren asks what she's doing there, and Heidi says that she slept there last night. Lauren says, "That's a first." Heidi tells Lauren that she and Spencer got into a fight about her moving in with him, and Lauren asks if she wants to move in with him, and Heidi says she doesn't know, and she wants to make a rational decision. She says Spencer's whole logic is, "Why wouldn't you want to move in with me if you don't want to move the relationship forward?" And Lauren says, "People don't just move in together that soon." She says Heidi told her before that she'd never move in with someone unless they'd been dating for at least 2 years. And she asks Heidi if she wants to change everything she believes in just because some guy is pressuring her. And Heidi says, "It's not like I don't want to live with him, because obviously I do." And Lauren asks what her reasoning is for not moving in with him. And Heidi says, "I'm living with you and I don't want to move out." But Lauren says, "Don't let me be your excuse, because I don't even live with you. I live with your stuff."
Lauren is so done at this point.
What a hater. Mm-hmm.
She is done, 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 done. She is like, "I mean, you don't live here," which is true. Mm-hmm. She doesn't.
True. Yeah.
And that is really like, don't use me as an excuse. Why don't you? Do you want to live with him or do you not?
The digs aren't even subtle anymore. You know, like she is just,
she's over
like
it.
Giving it to her. And like, honestly, though, if Heidi wants to go, like, she needs to go, because this in-between thing is not working.
Mm-hmm.
No.
She's just, like, pretending to still be a good friend to Lauren. You know what I mean? Like, and it's, like, the facade is, no one's buying it.
No.
Can I say, though, it's even worse that, like, if this fight that her and Spencer had is fake, If I were Lauren, I'd be freaking pissed. Because, like, oh my gosh, are you acting like you're mad when, like, you already know what you want to do? You right. know? Like, yeah. don't use me for this.
Right. Don't right. jerk me around. Yeah.
Yeah. Just do it.
I hate
yeah.
that.
Next, we see Whitney arriving at the Teen Vogue headquarters in New York. And we see Emily, the intern. She comes out to get her from the lobby. And then she walks her back to Amy Astley's office.
Whitney's outfit choice is interesting.
Oh, the, like, ruffly neckline.
Yeah. yeah. What is that?
I didn't like it.
I hated it. I hated it.
Yeah. I'm like, frilly white gray top that's kind of cute, kind of ugly.
Emily just screams unsupportive to me, but I don't know if that's maybe just my perception of her.
I mean, that is her competition for this job. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be sure. Trying to give her diarrhea. Like, hey girl, you want a coffee? Let me add in some
milk.
Yeah. Okay.
It's totally non-dairy.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's the way to get to me, though. Like, if you ever want to ruin something for me, put dairy in my coffee, because I will last about 4 seconds before I have to go home.
No, don't put it out there. No,
it is all oat milk yeah. and almond milk know. For me. I know. Next time I'm going to go for a big interview, somebody's going to poison yeah. my coffee.
Well, I don't need that. I just need to be nervous and mm-hmm. the magic flows.
I don't know what it is. Like, nothing else in life does that to me but dairy and my coffee. I think it's because coffee is already supposedly, like, a diuretic. Not, like, a diuretic.
It is.
But it's
stimulant. It is. Yeah.
And so then you add, like, milk on top of it, and it's mm-hmm. like,
oh, yeah. Then we are back in Los Angeles at Bolt House, where Heidi is talking to Elodie and Kristen about Spencer. Elodie says that she can't believe Spencer gave her an ultimatum, and that after everything he's done to her, she can't believe she's still with him and that she's even considering moving in with him.
Okay, but are they ever working? Like, they're literally yeah. sitting there flipping through magazines. Chatting.
Yeah.
But Heidi and Kristen are most of the time. I was like, I can't believe they're sitting around reading magazines. Like, we never see them sitting yeah. around.
I think they were doing something, like, looking for something for a project. Yeah. It seemed kind of like that. But I was also like, are you guys hiring?
Seriously.
Like,
that seems great.
Yeah.
Heidi says that she thinks they're technically broken up right now. And Kristen asks if any part of her does want to move in with him and really try. And Heidi says that most of her wants to move in with him and try, but there's a big part of her thinking, what's the rush? She asks who the first guy is that they moved in with, and Elodie says she's never lived with a guy. Heidi's surprised to hear this, and Elodie says it's because her boyfriend lives with his brother and he's obsessed with him, so he's never going to move out. That was funny.
Which is kind of cute, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I also, poor Elodie.
I know. That would be really frustrating. But Kristen says that she's lived with almost every boyfriend she's had and that it's not always a good thing.
But she kept doing it.
And I'm like, how many boyfriends? Heidi says it's a decision where you don't know if you're right or wrong, and how will you know if it's the right decision unless you do it? Elodie says that they're her friends and they'll support her no matter what, but that's why they're giving her their honest opinion, and says, I still don't think you should move in with him. And then I had the question, how many people have you guys dated that you lived with?
Only one for me. Only
Max. Only one okay. for me, but I did my last relationship prior to the one I'm in. I stayed there a lot. It, like, and he really wanted me to move in, but I was like, I live in home with my parents and pay no rent. Why would I leave?
Why change that? Yeah.
So yeah, I wasn't ready to move out. But I was never home. We were together for a long time. We were together like 6 years, and I was just never home. Mm-hmm. I was home like every now and then if I worked really, really late and didn't feel mm-hmm. like, you know, yeah. but honestly,
so you'd be Heidi if you were living with a roommate.
If I was with a roommate, I would have been Heidi. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. yeah. My parents were like, nice to see ya.
Mm. At least they were cool with it. And they weren't like weird and mad at you about doing that. I don't know.
No, they were. I mean, it's so surprising to me still to this day, because I didn't even tell my parents that I was dating people until finally I was dating this guy, and I was dating him for a long time. And my mom was like, are you going to like introduce us? And I was like, why would I do that? Like, it was just like not like a thing that I thought about doing. But Yeah, it still surprises me that they were just like, oh, I guess she's at her boyfriend's house and that's just okay, because but it was never really like, talked say about. Because
I'm so surprised because your parents were really religious.
So religious, yeah.
Like, yeah. He could not stay at my house in my bed, but, like, what I was doing over there, I don't think they really – I don't know. They didn't ever really say anything about it, honestly. Hmm. I would come home, like, every couple days. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, fine. And, I mean, I was in my 20s. It's not like they could tell me I couldn't do it. So it was, like, I think they were just kind of okay with it.
Well, they could if you were living at their house. Can. You know, yeah. They could be, like,
they could have locked me out and they could have, yeah, for sure. But, like, at the same time, like, I think they didn't want to, like, push me into living with him if I didn't want to. Because obviously I didn't want to, or I would have been. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, I think they were just – they didn't want me to – feel pressured into, like, moving out.
Was there a reason why you didn't want to?
Yeah, at the time I just didn't want to like be a full adult. Like, I didn't want to have to, like, pay rent and take care of my own shit. And I think also there's always, like, I knew I wasn't supposed to be with him, I think. And I like underlying. And so, like, I think that I would always pull back on certain things, and that was one of them.
I get that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kyle was the only guy that I lived with, and that was mainly just because we'd already talked about getting married and stuff, so it was like, if I'm going to do this, I want to know it's, like, going to be for a long, you know, for forever.
Yeah, I don't think I felt like he was, like, the one, if you know what I mean. Like, and obviously he wasn't. And I was always like, I kind of don't want to live with a guy until, like, I do feel that way.
Right.
And at the time, of course, like, you're in love and you kind of think that you do, but always underneath you kind of know, you know?
You know.
Even if you're like, but I love him and I'm in love and this is what's working right now and it's great, but, like, you're still kind of like, I don't want to give everything, you know? Mm-hmm.
Did you wait till you got engaged, Liz, to move in with Kyle, or just, like, talk, like, seriously
just,
talking
just
about
talked
it?
About it. Yeah. I moved in with him in April and then we got engaged in June. And
oh,
then
wow.
Married in August. So we'd already talked about it. Yeah. Yeah. It
was 2 months like planning to your wedding.
That's why we got married in Vegas, though.
Oh my God. Wait. And then how long before you had
your kid? What? How long before Sloan?
Oh, we waited a couple years. So yeah, we got married so quickly because we had already been friends for like 3 years. So we kind of got to fast forward the whole, like, getting to know you stage of a relationship. We already, like, were good friends.
Oh my God, that is so fast, though.
Yeah, and so it was, but I was living in San Diego and he was in Los Angeles. We were doing long distance, and that was, that sucked. So, like, one of us was traveling every weekend, basically. It was very much like, when you know, you know, and we just talked about it, and my lease was up that April, and I was like, well, are we doing this or not? And, and we did. Yeah, we got married in Vegas because all my family's in Michigan and his is all in Alabama. And we were like, we were going to try to plan like a big wedding. And then we were like, well, what if we spend all this money and nobody comes, you know, because they're all having to travel, you know, all this way. And so we have friends in Los Angeles and stuff that would have come, but Vegas was great and it was not expensive and it was wonderful. So no regrets.
So fun.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yes. Yes.
You guys are Heidi and Spencer, except Kyle is not toxic.
Yeah. Except he wasn't pressuring me.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. So we are back in New York with Whitney, and she is in her interview with Amy Astley, and Amy is telling her that they're looking for one or two very special people who can know everything that's happening in, wait, I wrote LA, but it's New York, right?
LA.
New York. No, did she say LA?
Because they need a correspondent for Teen Vogue, like, to be in LA.
Right. Okay, so they want somebody who can know everything that's happening in LA before it happens. She asks Whitney what some designers and photographers she likes to get more of a sense of her visual tastes, and Whitney drops a few names for Amy, and she seems, like, really impressed by Whitney's answers. She asks Whitney if this is what she really wants to do, be a fashion stylist or editor, and Whitney says, yes, most definitely. And the interview wraps up with Amy telling her she's interviewing several girls for the job. It's one position, a lot of competition, but they will be in touch with her soon. I thought Whitney did really good in this interview.
Yeah, it was good despite her outfit.
The ruffles.
Mm-hmm. I know. Whitney did great. Like, she's always so poised and stuff like that. I'm so bummed because I feel like Whitney's like, yes, most definitely. I want to be a stylist or an editor. And like, I just wish that she really did that.
Would have done that. And like, yeah.
Continued. Cause now of course you're allowed to change your mind when you're in your 20s, but like, it just would have been so cool to see Whitney succeed in that industry.
I will say this interview was a lot better than Can You Write? Good. Gosh. Yeah. I mean, I can write.
True.
Yes. So we're back at Bold House where Heidi gets a call from Spencer and he tells her that she needs to come meet him so they can talk. And when she asks why, he says he can't tell her because it's a surprise. She says maybe she can't go if he can't tell her. And Spencer says, Heidi, come on, just meet me. I have a huge surprise for you. She says, okay, fine, and asks where to meet him. And Spencer says he will text her the address. And he says, just come here. It's going to be great.
No, I'm not leaving work to come to a mysterious place that you won't tell me. You can't just take breaks whenever you want.
Yeah, you can't just say leave now.
They're also broken up, remember? So, like, no, I'm not coming with you.
I would just be like, call me when you want to be normal.
Yeah. Heidi says okay, and as she's walking out, Elodie asks where she's going, and Heidi tells her that she's just going on break and that she'll be right back. And Elodie and Kristen, like, rolled their eyes at each other because obviously they know where she's going and what she's about to do.
I loved that. It was like, yeah, again, Elodie the shade queen. Yeah.
Don't you think that Kristen, I keep, like, thinking her name is Kendra. Doesn't she look like a young Denise Richards? Do you see that?
I do. Yeah, she totally does.
Every time I see her, I'm like, I see Denise.
I don't see it.
You don't?
No. Mm-mm.
I'll side by side.
Yeah, we'll put it side by side at the end.
Yeah.
Because they just look so alike.
So next we see Spencer waiting for Heidi on some stairs in front of an apartment complex. And she gets out of the car and asks what this is all about. And he says it's a little surprise. They walk in and surprise, surprise, it's an apartment for them to live in together.
Oh.
I know. He starts showing her around and comments that she doesn't look too excited and says that he's a little shocked. She says the last time they talked, he told her to get out of his car. And he says that was because he was frustrated with how they've been arguing about this. And he says, I just don't understand why it's so difficult for you to not live with Lauren and come live here. That's why I got us this place.
It is a beautiful apartment.
It is nice. It's small, but it is nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He continues showing her around and they go into the bedroom where he's like, we could fit a nice California king bed right here. And then they go outside to the balcony and there's this really nice view of Hollywood. And he's like pointing out all the different like places they go to. He asks if she's sold. And Heidi says, if I do this with you, you're going to be serious, right? No more messing around. No playmates. No any of that. It's going to be me and you here, right? Spencer says, deal. And Heidi tells him that she doesn't want any of those things to happen again. Spencer says, it was a night in the club with a bunch of girls. And she asks if a night in the club with a bunch of girls is going to happen again, if you think it's no big deal. And Spencer says, it will not happen again. And Heidi tells him to promise her that. He says he swears and that he's not trying to move in with her for any other reason than to be with her more. And Heidi says, all right, let's do it. Let's move in.
Yeah, I believe him zero amount, but it's okay.
So like, well, that was easy. Like, she's just like, okay.
Okay, so she like got out of the car and they're broken up and then they literally hug and then they start holding hands. Come on, guys, you guys are not broken up. You guys are playing all of us. It is so annoying. But what do you guys think about the layout of this apartment, like with the kitchen?
I love little, it.
Like round nook.
I like the kitchen. I like the archways when they first walked in.
No, it's a good apartment.
We don't see that anymore.
Mm-mm.
No, not like, you know? Style like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like very, is it Spanish? Like very Casa-like? Or am I getting that wrong?
I don't know what that style is called.
I know what you mean though.
Like maybe the archways are giving me that impression. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But you just never see that like round kitchen counter. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was like really smart. It was really, really
unique. Has character. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know where, like, these apartments were, Liz, in L.A.?
No, I don't know exactly, but I could look it up, I'm sure. I thought about that, actually, doing another video where we go to, like, places like this, because I saw...
Oh, my God. God.
I don't remember what I was looking up exactly, but I found another like old blog from somebody where they found the Malibu beach house that Lauren and Jason stayed at. And I was like, oh, like they were like, here's the address. Okay.
Oh my God, so, you totally should.
Something to think about.
We yeah. should stay at the Malibu Beach House.
For everyone who didn't watch, so we did a Laguna Beach recap, and Liz went to all of the spots that they showed yeah. on the Laguna Beach show, Laguna. And she did like a vlog on our YouTube, which was mm-hmm. so fun. And so, yeah, would love you to guys, see that in
she
LA.
Even yeah. got Jessica's house where she awkwardly stared out at the ocean with her cat.
The big tree yeah. on the porch. Yes. We should link it again in our Instagram stories. I was thinking about mm-hmm. that the other day of just like a hey, remember, because it was almost a year ago that we were there. So,
yeah.
It's so fun.
Yeah. If you guys want me to do a Los Angeles video, say something, and I will. That was really fun.
I want you to do a Los Angeles video.
Me too.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, so we are back at the Hillside Villas, and Lauren is in the kitchen as Heidi walks in, and Heidi says that she stayed at Spencer's last night, and Lauren says that she figured since she didn't come home and asks if they made up. Heidi tells her about his surprise, and Lauren is shocked to hear that he got an apartment. Heidi says, if I want to live with him, then I should. It's just like you said. Lauren says, so you're moving out? And Heidi says, yes. Lauren asks if she knows when, and Heidi says, soon. And Lauren says that she has to let her know so she can start looking for another roommate. And then Heidi, like, perks up and is like, that's exciting, a new roommate who will be here all the time. And Lauren is not amused and is just like, mm-hmm. Heidi tells her the new apartment is really nice. It has really high ceilings. And Lauren says that it sounds like everything is perfect. Heidi says after a hard year, it's a good step. And Lauren's like, what could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
And then Lauren's like, I got to go to work. And she's like, congratulations, as she's walking out the door.
Okay, but the scarf with Lauren's outfit is a moment. Mm-hmm. We love it. It's a moment.
It is.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Lauren is the most over it.
They're yeah. just like playing nice for the cameras, but they're both over it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I hated Heidi being like, oh, exciting, a new roommate for you. Like, shut up.
I know.
Also, ugh. Her saying, I'm moving out soon.
Soon.
And then we find out what it's happens literally later.
The same day.
It's yeah.
like in a few hours.
Oh, Lauren my, goes I to work and comes home and she's like moved out.
All her stuff is packed. It takes hours to pack. You know? Like, that was yeah. crazy.
I wish moving was that easy for me.
Me too. Like,
I just moved and it was hell on earth, okay?
Yeah.
You don't have a partner who hates your roommate. And Spencer's like, you know?
As fast as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're then at Brody's condo. And Brody to Spencer is like, damn, you're not moving out. You're getting married is basically what you're saying. Spencer says no, because if he was getting married, he'd have to buy a ring, and he's not buying a ring. Brody asks why he has to move in with her, and Spencer says, because I don't want her living with Lauren. As long as Lauren is in that girl's life, we're going to have fights. Anytime that girl comes around, there's automatically a problem because she hates me. And I was just like, yes, all of this is Lauren's fault, like Spencer's
also,
brain.
Also, it's weird. It's weird. Like, it's people so are weird. Like, what is wrong with you?
It's
yeah.
so weird. He literally is obsessed with her.
Obsessed.
He is. It's so weird.
And I wish someone like a Brody would check him and be like, bro, why are you so obsessed with Lauren?
Seriously.
Why couldn't you have done that, Brody?
Why are you so obsessed with me?
That's so good.
Brody asks if he's going to have to plan in advance when the boys can hang out and party. And Spencer says, no, just call the homeboy phone. It's right here. And he shows that he has the girlfriend phone and the homeboy phone.
Gross.
I know. He tells Brody to just hit that one up and you're covered. Spencer says he was born a player and that he's not going to change. And Spencer is Spencer. Brody says, Playboy Spence. And Spencer says, still the man. And Brody tells him that he's going to be out of there so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The fact that he has two phones is like, I don't know.
What a douche. The yeah. ultimate douche. And you know what's yeah. funny is like, I can't remember what happens like in seasons 3 and 4 as in like mm-hmm. if it's all manufactured drama, if they actually hit like real bumps. But I'm sure Spencer didn't even know how quickly he would be, like, settling with Heidi or, like, be comfortable with that, you know? Because, like, it really was the end of his single days. Like, little did he know, this really was him being domesticated.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
We are then in the Teen Vogue closet when we see Lauren calling Whitney in New York, and Lauren tells her about Heidi officially moving in with Spencer, and Whitney is surprised to hear this, and then Lauren's like, oh, I forgot to ask you, how'd your interview go? Whitney says that she hasn't heard anything yet, and Lauren says that she's sure that she did great. Lauren asks when she gets back, and Whitney says that she'll be back tomorrow morning. Oh, morning.
Tomorrow morning.
And that was a strong one. And Lauren tells her to call her the second she comes back so she can take her out to dinner.
Now, they may have had this conversation at a different time, but it was the fakest phone call I've ever seen.
What the hell was that? Yeah.
I was like, their mouths aren't even moving at the same time. It was so bizarre.
Like, what they were saying to each other, if you actually, like, it didn't actually make sense, you know? Why did they do this? Why?
I know.
Because they needed to, like, low down. I don't know.
Make it better. God.
Make it better.
Make it better.
I think it's funny to think about Lauren calling Whitney, who she knows is in New York, and the first thing is that she's like, let me tell you what happened to me.
Yeah,
rather than immediately being like, I was in New York.
And
how
Whitney's
did it
just
go?
Strutting down the streets of New York.
I know.
Like,
it's so funny.
Oh,
we are then back at the Hillside Villas, and Lauren comes home from work, and Heidi is already taping up a moving box. Lauren asks what she's doing, and Heidi says, just packing, I'm moving today. And Lauren's like, you're moving today? I didn't know you were moving today.
I'd be like, I need to find a roommate.
I know.
I'd be like,
what the
you're
heck?
Paying rent until the end of the month, right? I don't know what the rush is with Heidi. Like,
I know.
She should know that, like, you want to move out? This is going to, like, kill the friendship even more, you know? Come on, Heidi. I can't, like, make any excuses for you here.
Lauren sits down, and Heidi says that she feels like this is, like, a breakup with her moving out and separating their stuff. Heidi says since she's moving out, she needs to really start coming to things like Taco Tuesday.
Like Taco Tuesday.
No, I'm like, what? We've never seen Taco Tuesday. Lauren asks her what the difference is with her moving out, and she says, you don't do it now, and you live with me. Heidi says that she wants to make sure she does, and Lauren tells her that the ball's in her court, and if she wants to make an effort, that's fine. Heidi says she doesn't want it to be like she moves out and it's the end for them. It's not like that at all. But Lauren tells her, it might be, though, Heidi. You're with someone you really love. I'm really glad you're happy, but you're not going to be able to have both when you move in with him. I mean, it sucks, and it makes me sad because, like, you're my best friend that I moved here with. Heidi says she still would like to try and make an effort, like, really make one. And Lauren says, that's nice to hear, but it's like, we'll see. Then we cut to Spencer closing up the door to a U-Haul with all of Heidi's stuff in it. And as they're about to leave, Lauren says to let her know if she needs help with anything. And then she's like, you can always come back. I mean, I hope this works, but I'm saying if it doesn't... Made me so sad. But what a good friend to say that. Yeah. Like, there's always a spot for you here.
Kind of shady, though, no?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah. I didn't even think about it that way. I was just like, oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, that's so nice. It is nice. In a way, it's like, I always have your back, even if, like, it, you know, things go wrong.
Yeah.
But it is shady to say it
it's,
is. Like,
it's like
a,
dig. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
She meant it as both.
They tell each other, I love you, and they hug. And as Heidi gets in the truck, Spencer asks her what's wrong. And he tells her he promises that she won't regret this and that it's the best choice ever. He asks if she's ready to go, and she says yes, and off they go. And as they're driving away, I loved this shot of Heidi's face in the passenger mirror of the U-Haul truck,
totally.
Just looking really sad. I was like, oh my gosh, like what a great shot.
Perfect shot.
So... according to Spencer, Lauren was under the impression that this would be the end of Heidi being on the show. That this was Heidi's goodbye.
Oh, really?
No longer on the Hills. According to Spencer, that's what Lauren wanted.
Who told her that? Because whoever told her that screwed her royally.
Yeah.
So. Oh my
that's
God.
Crazy. Yeah. I know we kind of already touched on it, but just like of how she's like, I'm moving out today was insane.
Mm-hmm. I'd be so pissed.
Yeah. And when you have to get like a U-Haul, usually you have to do that like at least a few days in advance, right? Like you can't just, I mean, I guess you could call the day up, but like odds are that they wouldn't have one available.
That was really weird. I would love to know like what actually happened.
Yeah. Because that was just crazy of how it was like, I'm moving out. I'm moving out today. Here's the U-Haul. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to think like Spencer would want to do that, but Heidi would stop that.
Right.
She's like, no, like this is my actual life and this is my actual best friend that I want to stay friends with.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That like shot of Heidi looking back though was so perfect. I had to go back and watch it a few times because I'm like, how did they get that shot?
I know.
It's one of those times, you know, where I'm like.
It was too good. Yeah.
Yeah. It was perfect.
Yeah. We are then at Bolt House again, and we see Elodie walk into the office, and she has brown hair.
It's terrible. I hate it.
You didn't like it?
No.
Oh, I thought it looked good.
Color on her.
Oh.
I couldn't tell what I liked better, but I thought they both looked good on her.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I always say, like, Elodie kind of looks like an alien, so, like, I can't decide what looks good, but, yeah, like, it didn't look... She just... She looked the same weird... alien self. See, don't you think Elodie could be a model? Like we were talking about unique faces from the previous episode.
She's too short, but yeah.
But that's what I'm like, that's a unique face.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Heidi tells her how good her hair looks, and then Heidi says, speaking of life changing, I moved in with Spencer. Elodie says, after all my grown up advice to you and you didn't do as I said.
She was so disappointed.
I know. And Heidi tells her it was good, though, because it was the advice she needed to hear to make the decision that she did. She says she's really happy and that she's going to cook dinner for him tonight. And she says that she's never cooked dinner for him. And Elodie asks if she's ever cooked dinner. And Heidi says no. Elodie asks what she's cooking. And Heidi says probably pasta or something easy. And Elodie asks if she even has all the equipment to cook. And Heidi says, no, she has to get it. And Elodie's like, what's it called? And Heidi's like, dinner, pasta.
What's it called?
And
then, dinner?
I know. Pasta? No. Like pots and pans. Yeah.
What's it called?
Dinner.
No.
What? Pasta? What?
The equipment to cook, like, oh, pots and pans.
Yeah. Heidi says that she has to go get all of that. And Elodie tells her, good luck with that and good luck with dinner. And as Elodie walks away, she's like shaking her head, like, you idiot.
Elodie's like eyes and like her expressions kill me every time because she's always like, good luck.
I know.
Yeah. You know, she's like telling something.
I love Elodie. She's effortlessly the shade queen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She's awesome. And okay, more of like Heidi doesn't work because what? You're going to finish work at 5, go to TJ Maxx's and buy pots and pans and then go to Walmart
and then cook a whole meal.
Please. Okay, please get out of here.
And then like be ready for work again in the morning? No.
No.
Candace is picking up sushi on the way home.
Who doesn't own pots and pans, by the way? Like, even for someone who doesn't cook,
you or even just like
when you move
pot.
Into your first apartment, you don't, but it's not our first apartment, so like,
even if you move to your first apartment, of course, you have pots and pans.
I didn't,
you mean like day one,
yeah,
but that's like kind of the first thing you buy.
Well, yeah, you do like a Walmart haul, right?
Yeah,
yeah. But I didn't, like, you don't have that stuff when you move, like, out of your parents' house because it's all your parents' stuff.
Right.
But she did it.
Right. It's weird because she had an appointment. Too. Yeah. Apartment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We then see Lauren arriving back home with a pizza in hand, and she goes to the kitchen and grabs 2 wine glasses, and then we see some feet walking down the stairs, and we hear a voice say, hey, roomie, and
surprise!
It's Audrina. She asks if Lauren got pizza and champagne, and Lauren says that it's the best combo ever. And Lauren pops the champagne to celebrate their first night ever as roommates.
Ugh, and how this goes downhill.
I know. But I wonder what the timeline was like of that as well, of Audrina moving in with Lauren, you know? Like
the same night!
Was it the same day? Like,
yeah.
I know they were in the same complex, but still you have like a lease to deal with and everything, you know? Like,
yeah.
How?
At this point, I know that they were good friends, and it's kind of cool to be like, my showmate is going to be my roommate and we're going to be best friends. Like, that's probably a good feeling. It's just, we know that doesn't last mm-hmm. now. But I haven't seen Lauren this happy, I feel like, in a while. So it's kind of nice mm-hmm. because she's just been, like, miserable for the past few episodes.
She really has.
Yeah.
It's nice to see her, you know, get roommates. It's yeah. cute. I'm happy for them.
Then we are at Heidi and Spencer's new apartment where they're cuddling on the floor in an empty living room. And Heidi says that she definitely made the right choice. And Spencer tells her that he can promise she made the right choice. And they say, I love you. And they kiss. And then we go back to Lauren and Audrina. Lauren says it feels weird not having Heidi in the apartment, but she has another great friend to live with. And she's sure Heidi's really happy. Good for her. Audrina asks, what if she breaks up with Spencer and comes back and she expects everything to be the same? And Lauren's like, it kind of would be. And I was like, well, so would she just kick Audrina out?
Yeah, bye.
But I don't know. That made me sad because it made me think yeah. that Heidi and Lauren could have still been friends until the sex tape rumor.
Absolutely.
Totally.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Makes me sad.
And back to Spencer and Heidi, and he is telling her that moving out is going to be the best thing for her and Lauren's relationship. He says one day without Heidi makes him go crazy, so Lauren's got to be going crazy without her. And Heidi's just like nodding in agreement.
I need him to stop speaking. In
weird again, just so weird.
Stop talking about Lauren. Yeah,
it's weird.
And then we see Lauren and Audrina toast, and Lauren says, to my new roommate, there's no one else I'd rather live with. And then we see Spencer and Heidi, and Spencer tells Heidi that he's still a little mad that it took her this long to move in. And Heidi says that she made a rule for herself and that she wasn't going to move in with anyone that she hadn't been in a relationship with for 2 years. And she says, so don't make me regret this, Spencer. And that's it.
I wonder if, like, when Audrina moved in, if Holly was still living in the apartment.
That would be so weird.
Yeah. But she probably, like, needed Lauren to, like, lean on too, because I'm sure Heidi was icing her out at that point too.
I'm sure it was the same scenario yeah. almost. Yeah.
Yeah, that is weird. I wonder.
Because, yeah, we never see that, like, extra bedroom ever.
No, we don't.
Well, we see, like, two on the main floor in season one. And then remember mm-hmm. season two where, like, there's an upstairs, like, all of yeah. a sudden.
Yeah. So. It's very weird.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of this finale versus, you know, last season and stuff?
I mean, no cliffhanger like last season.
No, that's true.
The last time we see Heidi and Lauren getting along.
Yeah.
It's sad. Like,
it is sad.
Their friendship deteriorated so quickly. I feel like in 6 months or so, like, you never think your best friend's going to meet this guy that changes, like, your friendship and your life forever. So
no.
I am sad for that. But I feel like they drew out this, like, moving in storyline for such a long time. Like, it wasn't
we're
crazy.
We're ready for it. We're ready for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it wasn't that crazy of a finale.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a surprise at all, honestly. Yeah.
I do like that Audrina moved in, though. I thought that was, like, fun for
yeah.
the next season.
Yeah.
Kind of wish Whitney took Audrina's apartment.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Yeah.
Well, what was your guys' favorite outfit?
Lauren had this, like, outfit at the very end where she was celebrating with Audrina, and it was, like, a tube mm-hmm. dress. Mm-hmm. So pretty. I thought that yes. was really pretty.
Yeah.
I liked the outfit she was wearing to say goodbye to Heidi in the U-Haul. It was, like, leggings, but a long shirt, the scarf, a little cute headband, and then she had heels on, and I just thought it was so cute.
That one was very cute, yeah. I didn't have a standout, so gosh, I'm just gonna agree with both of you guys. They were good. They were all good.
Oh, sorry, for outfit though, can we mm-hmm. all say, like, the one that we hated?
Oh yeah.
That yes. frilly top.
Yeah.
Awful.
Bad choice.
Favorite moment, probably sassy Elodie and being like, you didn't listen to my advice after everything I've told you. Because, like, I feel like so yeah. many times we, like, feel like that, and we probably, like, you know, we don't say it out loud, but she voiced what all of us were thinking.
Elodie is, like, the audience. I feel like she's, like, us.
Totally.
Yeah.
I just, like, what's it called? Dinner. Because she was so serious when she replied dinner. Just dinner.
Yes.
Like, she knows what dinner is called, you idiot.
And And who calls pots and pans the equipment that you need, too? I know. That's funny.
It just reminded me of something stupid that, like, when you're with your best friend and you say it, and then you guys, like, make fun of each other for 3 years mm-hmm. over it. It's stupid. Yeah.
My favorite moment was that great U-Haul, the mirror shot, man. That was just
a good one.
Perfect. Yeah.
It was good.
Was a good one.
That's like an award-winning shot.
Seriously. I got something for that.
Emmy.
Yeah. Best shot in a reality show. Well, that's it, man, for season 2.
It's a wrap.
It's not it for us, though, because we will be back next week with the DVD specials, the extra features. I haven't looked to see what's on there yet, but you know, there's always the deleted scenes and there's usually like interviews and things like that. So it's going to be a good time. So that's it.
Peace out, season 2.
Thank you for tuning in to season 5 of Millennial TV. Please be sure to follow us on Instagram at Millennial TV. That's TEAV. If you'd like to watch us, check us out on our YouTube channel. You can watch our interviews with cast members and producers, along with video recaps that include footage from the show. You can subscribe to us on YouTube at Millennial TV Podcast. If you'd like to send us a message, feel free to email us at millennialtv@gmail.com. We love hearing feedback from our listeners and always make sure to respond. This is Liz, Candace, and Adrian, and we'll see you next week.